you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Welcome to Career Talk. This week, we look at Career Awareness Month at the University of the West Indies, Mona. I'm Kedisha Watkiss. For over 20 years, the Placement and Career Services Office at the University of the West Indies, Mona, has empowered students with critical information for career selection, job placement, and overall preparation for the world of work. This through career seminars, expos, job fairs, and counseling at varying levels. Each year, usually in February, the Placement and Career Services Office plans Career Awareness Month to offer concentrated and specific information about entering the job market. This year, UWI's Career Month is being held under the theme, Winds of Opportunity, Driving Diversity, Innovation, and Engagement. Student Services and Development Manager at UWI's Placement and Career Services, Merritt Henry, shares more on the history of Career Month and plans for 2015.
Career Awareness Month was actually thought of because the office wanted to highlight the offerings to students as well as prospective employers and prospective students, and also to get the opportunity to disseminate broad-based information.
Career Awareness Month usually features Dress for Success Seminar, which looks at appropriate attire for the working environment, the job interview, and other work-related occasions. Mock interviews, specially organized to help final year students develop interviewing skills and techniques necessary for a successful job search.
Approximately 400 students will go through the interview process. These students will get the opportunity to practice for the real interview, and they are being coached by HR practitioners from public and private sector organizations who really want to help us prepare the students the way they would like to have them. Students will get on-the-spot feedback after they have done their interviews.
And a two-day career exposition and job fair, featuring displays by several private and public sector organizations on a range of careers. The job fair usually comes up on day two.
We'll have approximately 30 organizations displaying, and of course, we seek to get a variety representing areas from the social sciences, the science and technology, humanities, education.
The Career Expo and Job Fair is a key opportunity for students, especially those in final year, to network with prospective employers and to attend structured or walk-in interviews.
The event is good for any student. Some will want to get information. Others will want to maybe interact more with these boot holders to find out more about their organization. What are the sort of careers that exist there? Will there be vacancies for some out permanent? May I leave my resumes?
The upcoming Career Expo will also have a dedicated focus on entrepreneurship. Mrs. Henry says this focus is part of a thrust to highlight the need for diversity, innovation, and creativity to take on the demands of the present work world. Students at the university who are budding entrepreneurs will have their businesses on display. Mrs. Henry notes that day two of the Career Expo holds major benefits for students who will want to market their skills and take hold of the networking opportunities available.
That is when they can leave their resumes and, you know, can interact about what exists or may not exist. Some companies will do interviews as well.
Student Services and Development Manager at UWI's Placement and Career Services, Merritt Henry. Whatever stage of career planning and selection you are in, you're sure to benefit from the Career Month activities being held at the University of the West Indies. If you can, take some time to attend the upcoming Career Expo and Job Fair. Or if you need further information, call the Office of Placement and Career Services UWI Mona at 927-1650. That's it for this week's edition of Career Talk. With Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Kedisha Watkiss. Until next time, take good care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.